welcome to episode one of Econ 919, a new economic report just for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Jay Barrett. Along with my KDLL colleague, Shailen Cochran, we'll take you on a weekly look at what keeps it running and how much it costs. Let's jump right in. On Wednesday, the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District held its annual Industry Outlook Forum in Soldotna with an agenda of who's who and what's what of our working world. Shailen Cochran has more.
A notable addition to the roster of presenters at this year's forum was the cannabis industry. Mark Tyler is a co-owner at Red Run Cannabis in Kenai, the first retail store on the peninsula, which had its one-year anniversary in November.
It's been an educating experience, to say the least.
Getting a new business and a new industry off the ground was tough, more so even than trying to sell people on the internet in the mid-90s, which Tyler says he also did in another startup business. But cannabis presents some really unique challenges, most of which stem from its still illegal status within the federal government. Unique challenge number one, being a cash-only business in 2018. And that means everything, not just sales.
Paying our employees, paying our vendors, all the utilities. And the biggest thing is it's not so much paying, it's having a robust cash system that you are daily doing your accounting.
And addressing those challenges, at least at the federal level, doesn't look to be a high priority. In fact, quite the opposite. The Department of Justice policy that paved the way for recreational pot stores under the Obama administration was recently rescinded. But that doesn't scare Tyler. He says he's become immune to the uncertainty of running a legal business selling a federally illegal product. Store owners aren't the only ones trying to get a wrap around the new industry, though. State economists are still trying to figure out how to roll cannabis into the bigger picture. Here's Alyssa Rodriguez with the State Department of Economic Development.
In terms of how it would affect other industries and their growth or not, that's always really hard to suss out from data. There's so many things changing all at once that we could, you know, have a new store open up and say, oh, well, a restaurant popped up right next to it, a snack shack popped up right next to it. Did they open up because of it, or was it just a happy coincidence? We really don't know.
One future business that will definitely be opening as a result of legal marijuana is another co-owned by Tyler. Actually, two. They're planning an organic gardening store right next to Red Run, and they also recently purchased the Moose Lodge in Kenai to manufacture their own cannabis products. I'm Shailen Cochran.
Taking a look at some of Econ 919's leading economic indicators for the week, in acknowledgement that the cannabis industry is a growing influence on the scene, we bring you some pot prices, as reported by the app Weed Maps. The price of a gram of salmonberry balm is $20 at Red Run Cannabis Company in Kenai, with an eighth or 4 grams at $78. Outside Soldotna, which doesn't yet allow cannabis, Grape Ape is $64 an eighth at the Pine Street Cannabis Company. The price of gasoline has been dropping for the last month, going down a little slower than it goes up, of course. The lowest price in the Central Peninsula is at the Tesoro on the North Road, conveniently located near the Tesoro Refinery, which is down to $3.06 for a gallon of regular. It's $3.11 at the majority of the other stations in Kenai and Soldotna, according to GasBuddy.com, which crowdsources gas prices around the nation. The Alaska Road System average is $3.03 per gallon, while nationwide it's down to $2.51 a gallon.
How does the Kenai work? We're going to be taking a shot at answering that question in a new weekly segment focused on the peninsula's economy, Econ 919, your source for the latest numbers and trends on the Kenai, every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on KDLL.
And before we sign off, this tidbit. Alaska's population fell last year by 2,629 people, the first time that's happened in 29 years. We're down to roughly 737,080 Alaskans, which, if it actually gets to us, could mean about $3.57 more in your PFD check this year. For Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett. You've been listening to Econ 919.